Hey, everybody. Great to see you. I'm going to be talking a little bit about Dignitas Infinita, Pope Francis' latest declaration. This is going to be part one, and I'm calling it Medicine for Motion Sickness. We'll begin with an excellent quote from Dignitas, number 59. We cannot separate the masculine and the feminine from God's work of creation, which is prior to all our decisions and experiences, and where biological elements exist, which is impossible to ignore. Only by acknowledging and accepting this difference in reciprocity can each person fully discover themselves, their dignity, and their identity. I love those words. Bind them on your heads and hearts and hands. We long to be reconciled to what is most authentic about our sexual humanity, especially children. Kids just want to belong, to be confirmed and roused in their unique skin as boys, powerful and tender, girls, strong and beauty. At a conference last week in California, a father came up to me and blessed me profusely for ministering to his family back at Vineyard Anaheim in the late 90s. He then had a son, who's since grown up, who exhibited then dysphoric feminine behavior. I counseled him over the next couple of years. With more attuned fathering, this son grew naturally out of inordinate feminine identification and into whole reconciliation with his creative, centered masculinity. This son, now an adult, is an artist today and a community leader, also a married man with children. Original dignity. I delight in my difference as man in relation to woman. Fragrant wisdom draws and balances me, especially from my wife. Of course, radical wholeness competes with radical sin. Each of us can slalom between blessedness and our male or female selves to bruising, then grasping for some kind of order in a disordered way. As a person still subject to same-sex desires, my commitment to center an original dignity has honestly not been easy with Pope Francis. He started his pontificate 11 years ago with, "Who am I to judge gay persons?" and has struggled ever since to carve a clear path pastorally for people like me. He has accompanied me to some confusion. Sitting in the passenger seat behind him at the wheel has given me motion sickness. Last December, with the arrival of the last declaration, Fiducia Supplicans, I found myself sometimes sick. You could say this declaration ratcheted up the nausea that I felt in regards to some of his unclear pastoral guidance. Now, there's much that I love about Pope Francis and his compassionate leadership, but I have often had to look around and under him to stay grounded on the church's foundational teachings in regards to sexuality. So I am surprised to be rejoicing in the Pope's new declaration, Dignitas Infinita, which was written and refined by many over a five-year period by Pope Francis and his doctrine guy, Victor Manuel Fernandez, a cardinal. This refreshing rearticulation of every human person's dignity felt like Francis was driving straight. I am experiencing terra firma, much to my gratitude. The church's truth as bedrock. Dignitas invites a world poised on shaky legs and eyes agitated by idolatry to walk a clear path. I am most attuned to the latter portions of this 20-page document related to sexual clarity, but Dignitas doesn't allow that in the best of Catholic tradition. Human dignity spans a spectrum of needs. Systemic injustices abound, and they build on each other. I felt proud to be a Catholic and roused to read Francis' call to prophetic courage in the face of a multi-headed culture of death, abortion, assisted suicide, euthanasia, war, slavery, genocide, torture, unjust punishment for LGBTQers, grotesque economic inequities, slavery, human trafficking, the death penalty itself, marginalization of the disabled, mistreatment of migrants, violence against women, digital violence and sexual abuse, beginning with the church cleansing herself of corruption. So Dignitas addresses all of these issues in order to say we can and we must do better for the dignity of every human person. I especially valued his references to surrogacy, building on a Catholic vision of empowering both mother and child. Dignitas refuses surrogacy as it violates both. I quote, "The woman is detached from the child growing in her and becomes subservient to the arbitrary gain of others." Number 50. This is bedrock. Protect justice for all of us at our very foundations. Dignitas was written to commemorate 75 years of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights and to expand its scope to include a host of indignities that mask as human liberties today. A post-war world reeling from Nazi atrocities, nuclear warfare, and growing concern over communism had evolved. Francis employs his heavyweight predecessors, Paul VI, who wrote Humanae Vitae, John Paul II, of course, Theology of the Body, Veritatis Splendor, and many other great documents, and Benedict XVI, Caritas in Veritate, and many others, everything he ever wrote. He employed them to help Francis establish human dignity on Jesus and on his rock, and the church as dignity's promoter and defender. In so doing, Francis challenges false ideas of human freedom that had morphed since 1948 and this United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. That is most evident in Francis decrying, quote, gender theory, the notion that our sexual selves exist on an expanding spectrum of identities from which we can choose personal options in defiance of the intrinsic dignity of male and female. Francis declares that our bodies speak a better word than all of our sexual identity manipulations, referring to numbers 55 through 60. Honestly, as I was reading it in the light of my previous confusion, I thought, who is this guy? He roots sexual difference in the Imago Dei, the core of our human nature designed by God, and insists we recognize and even revel in that sexual complementarity. We alter that duality to our peril, entering into competition with God himself, says Francis, number 57, especially in any effort that we make to change our biological sex, number 60. Dignitas Infinita, anchors human dignity in, and I quote, the greatest possible difference between living beings, our sexual difference. This foundational difference is not only the greatest imaginable difference, but it is also the most beautiful and powerful of them. In the male-female couple, this difference achieves the most marvelous of reciprocities. It thus becomes the source of that miracle that never ceases to surprise us, the arrival of new human beings in the world. Number 58. Terra firma, east of Eden. Dignitas is as imperfect as its locale, but I'm game and grateful. The pastor, Pope Francis, waxed prophetic and gave me medicine for the low-grade nausea he frankly helped to sustain. I'll take it and hold fast to Dignitas when he goes rogue and off-road once more. I think he will. Francis and his friends delight in splitting truth from the care of souls, as I'll describe next week in part two of my evaluation of this important declaration.